11 a.m. deadlines. In local news, new seller laws in Queensland are contributing to a housing market slowdown, with documentation delays causing a contract bottleneck. The new laws, which came into effect on August 1st, are designed to increase transparency in property transactions and protect buyers. But real estate agents allege that the new laws are instead frustrating prospective buyers. The introduction of the laws means that sellers must provide a mandatory comprehensive disclosure statement before a contract is signed, yet agents say that the new laws are instead creating lengthy delays which agitate the prospective buyers. The laws also allow buyers to get their entire deposit back and even claim compensation if the vendor fails to offer up vital information such as termite infestation, and supporters of the law explain that buyers are now more protected in Queensland law than ever before.
A routine audit of Brisbane Archdiocese organisations by Australian Catholic Safeguarding Limited has begun this week, including 15 parishes, 5 outsider school cares, 10 schools and 5 centre care services. The audit intends to review safeguarding policies within the Archdiocese in order to ensure at-risk children and adults are protected while at these organisations. The report will be published later this year.
In national news, the long-promised Footscray Hospital, which recently had been delayed until February, has come under fire again after it was revealed staff had concerns about the opening long before a delay was announced. A readiness assessment report taken in January found that most respondents had listed the opening date and lack of official confirmation for resources or budgets. A lack of communication was also listed as a major concern. The hospital project is touted as the largest public health investment in the state and had undergone an expansion of scope over the years, growing from 300 beds to 500, but is now planned to open of 248 beds.
Drivers in Canberra have lobbied for action after being charged multiple times for trips on Sydney toll roads that they had not taken. Multiple ACT residents who had cars registered in the ACT found that they had been charged for journeys, some alleged to have been made when the country was in nationwide lockdown. The mix-up is apparently the result of a number of plates bearing the same letter and number combination as many other vehicles in as ACT number plates are prefixed with only one letter compared to the larger three-letter range for New South Wales. As a result of population booms, the number of registered vehicles had exceeded the limitations of the previous system, and although the ACT was originally the only state or territory to use the consonant Y, other states now use the letter, duplicating personal license plates. In a statement, linked provider and toll road operator Transurban apologised to customers who had been impacted by the duplicate licences.
In international news, the remains of scientist Dennis Bell, who disappeared during a 1959 Antarctic expedition, have been discovered in a glacier almost six decades later. Bell, who was a meteorologist, was working for the Falkland Island Dependencies and fell down a crevasse located on King George Island, which is found 120 kilometres off the coast of Antarctica. The remains were exposed by a receding glacier on January 19th and were taken to London for further DNA testing. Alongside bone fragments, over 200 personal items, including radio equipment, an inscribed wristwatch, and ski poles, were also uncovered. British Antarctic Survey Director Jane Francis said that the discovery brought closure to a decades-long mystery and reminds us of the human stories embedded in the Antarctic science.
For your weather today, Brisbane is as cool as our listeners who subscribe to this radio, who subscribe to this radiothon. It's currently 19 degrees in Brisbane, with an expected maximum of 22. The fire danger is low, and the UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter, or head to 4zzdeg.org.au.
Thank you for that. There's a few couple of distractions there. There's the subscribers. Isn't that fantastic? Even during, you contributed to Radiothon.
I feel very special for that.
Thank you. So we will see you again next Tuesday. Enjoy the rest of your Radiothon day. I've got something a bit special lined up. This is red hot off the presses. The Good Things Festival has just been announced. And I like one of the acts that are on there. So, yeah, check it out, comrades, here on Workers' Power on 4ZZZ.
What do we want?
A language and content warning.
When do we want it?
Now.
What should you do?
Tune out if you're...